Nerds, you're listening to an episode on the Nerdcore podcast feed. If you're feeling generous, please consider pledging to a tier on our Patreon at patreon.com/thenerdcore. We have tiers as low as $1 per month. Thanks so much, and enjoy the episode!
Welcome back to the Nerdcore live show. It is a Saturday night, and I hope everyone is doing well. We just got done doing our pre-recording for Ashes of Time reviews, so now we get to hang out with you all and talk to y'all. Is it Nerd Chicano here to host the show? Alongside my wonderful co-host, Brad and Yoda. What's up?
What's up, everybody? We're going to a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Saturday.
Roof. The roof is on fire.
I told you yesterday, Raul, that I watched Pale Blue Eyes, right?
Oh yeah, did you watch it? What'd you think?
I kind of watched it. I fell asleep.
Oh god! I knew better to trust that you would watch something.
I did try, but then I fell asleep.
How much into it?
Halfway, I think. Halfway. It wasn't overly interesting. I'm sorry. Like
Christian Bale couldn't keep your attention?
Mm-mm. I mean, no.
I think I know why it was released in January then.
Yeah. I think just on Netflix. It was not. It really couldn't keep my attention, unfortunately. Because the premise and the trailer looked good.
Well, man.
Can't all be winners.
Yeah. Like, what did we say last time, Red? They all can't be winners.
Why am I so shiny?
Y'all cannot be winners. You are so shiny, probably because on your control center for your what's the name of the webcam thing? The software that we use?
Elgato.
Yeah. You probably
need Camera Hub.
Camera Hub probably has it on like the highest setting right now. You just need to move it a little bit and then it'll go back to normal.
Yeah, I touched it down. A little less shiny now.
Yeah. It hasn't done that to me in a while though. I did the recent update and it doesn't do it anymore. So that's.
It probably doesn't help. I have this giant curved monitor.
Well, Brad, I mean, I have two lights hitting me right here.
I could turn the light on. Right oh, there. God.
Oh, God.
Turn that down. There we go. Okay.
Turn that all the way down. Diffuse you a little bit. Yeah.
I'm blinded.
Yeah. At least now you can see my Clockwork Orange poster a little more. Mm-hmm. I need to find somewhere to put that, though.
On your wall?
Brad, I don't know how to hang it up. I don't know if I can put what's called nails in here.
Oh, that's true. Apartments are always kind of like that.
Yeah. I mean, all I would need to do is just fill it in when I move out of here.
Why don't you just get one of those command strips?
You see, I tried to do that. Let's just say it's too heavy.
Ah.
Yeah.
Always an issue.
Yeah. Either way, what's it called? We'll find something because I do need to hang up my Spirited Away poster as well. And I have some prints on photography.
You have a Spirited Away poster? I got a Spirited Away picture thing.
Yeah, back there. I've got a Spirited Away poster. Yeah. Get one of those wall stick gimmicks.
I think that's the command strip, right?
Command strips, yeah. That shit brought it down. Pretty sure brought it down, bro. But,
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Been there, done that.
Yeah. But, We'll see what's up. We'll see what's up. I'm pretty sure if they're like, yeah, you can put holes, just fill them in when you're done. I'll be like, okay, cool. Yeah, I have
my prize. I don't have enough wall space up here.
I have the Shirok here, so I can just.
I mean, I've got like important stuff up here. So I've got my Ikiru like movie promo. Promo that I bought.
Yeah.
Spirited Away, and then I got Boba Fett in the corner.
Yeah. Damn straight. What you need to do is just you need to buy lights in the back to kind of, so you can actually see what that shit is in the back.
You know what I'm thinking of doing? I think I'm getting what like Nikki has, the little octagon things.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
They cost like a shit ton. They're like $150 for like 8 and just stick it on the fucking door. That's what I'm thinking of doing.
Yeah. What up with Stacey? What's up, Stacey? I just got a spirit spirit that's been away since the holiday season. Usually comes back.
Yeah, I get that.
What up, Gio?
Gio in the chat.
Yep. Oh man, but yeah, man. I'm gonna ask you again, just because now we're live for everybody. But how are you?
I'm pretty good. You know, yeah. Just got done preparing a review. Pretty good. Day's been all right. Haven't really done much. Probably after this, I'll probably go lift weights. That's kind of my plan right now. Actually, let's try this. Ooh. You can see shit in the back. Now the light's white.
Yeah. Why are you playing with this shit live on stream, Brad?
So I did get it. If you see right there, it's a little Mandalorian Mr. Potato Head. So I did get that for Christmas.
That's amazing.
Yeah, right?
That is amazing. But yeah, man, I mean, what's it called? We did our review. So if you want to check that out, all you need to do is just go to patreon.com/nerdcore. And what's it called? Join for $1. You're going to get that episode a day early. Check it out. $1, y'all.
Check it out.
You get it a day early. But Brad, what, I don't know, man, let's go. We kind of already talked about our day.
Yeah,
but I mean, basically, we didn't do shit. Let's go.
I had something I wanted to bring up, but I don't remember what it was. It was something fucking weird. Oh, I remember. Did you see the news on Burger King?
What happened?
Burger King. So you know how they have the chicken sandwich?
Yeah.
They now have a Mexican chicken sandwich.
What the fuck? Hold on. Let's
see. Yeah, look it up. Look it up and look up the article, because you're gonna go what? Fucking part of this is Mexican.
We're gonna find this out together, y'all, the way that we've been doing this for a while now. Let's find out.
Yeah, that one right there.
All right, we just
coming from the takeout,
which, by the way, y'all, she said is on Peacock. I still haven't seen it, so you know, but it's right there.
Am I good? Am I like cutting in and out?
Nope, you're good.
My VPN worked. Sweet.
Chicken sandwich. Yeah, that ain't chicken, bro.
I mean, like, they're one of my favorite chicken sandwiches, but I know it ain't no chicken. It's just a fucking patty of something.
Okay, let's see this shit. What's going on here? Burger King's new international chicken sandwiches. So what is on it, bro?
There you go. That one.
The fuck is this?
Yeah, go back up. Yeah, just start from there.
As noted, I am not Mexican. I am a person who appreciates and eats Mexican cuisine, both authentic, and Tex-Mex. But even if Taco Bell were the only Mexican-inspired food I had ever eaten, Taco Bell is widely acknowledged as not real Mexican food either.
It's not. I literally go to talk about diabetic. The Chipotle chicken, like, you know, cheese wrap thing. I know that's not Mexican food.
Where does it say what's in there?
Yeah, well, yeah, if you keep reading.
Okay. I could nevertheless tell you that this sandwich does not live up to its promise. The seeded bun was fresh and good, okay?
Oh, which is always, it's just the same fucking bun as on the chicken sandwich.
The chicken patty is weirdly long. That's but it tastes normal. Fine.
Huh.
It's a patty, not a breast fillet. The lack of heat in the ghost pepper queso, though good for someone with a low spice tolerance, it's kind of weird. Ghost pepper queso should really pack a punch, right?
You'd think.
This queso isn't too spicy. Moreover, it's weirdly tangy. A quality shared by no other queso I've ever tasted before. With a viscosity similar to Tostitos nacho cheese dip.
Keep reading. Go past the picture. Let's stop at the picture a little bit. Like, look at the horrendousness of this shit.
So I'm going to guess that...
Let's read on.
It's supposed to be jalapenos or something?
I think those are, like, either fried jalapenos or like something.
Pickles?
But I don't know. Keep reading.
The jalapenos were fine too, but even heaped generously onto the sandwich, they failed to provide a kick that would appeal a true lover of spice.
And I'll read the picture under that. The inside of the sandwich features a long round chicken patty that kind of looks like a McDonald's hash brown. A squeeze of ghost pepper queso and crisp jalapeno chips.
The green beans, bro. What the fuck?
It does kind of look like fried green beans.
Here at Burger King, we've made the revolutionary decision and wrapped our chicken patty in a tortilla. Now it's Mexican cuisine.
You remember when they had the hot dogs at Burger King and we were all just like, what the fuck are you doing? Yeah. Every now and again, Burger King gets in the right in their mind, like, hey, maybe we should try this. And sometimes they kind of do it, like the little the chicken finger things.
Yeah, the, like chicken, yeah, the chicken fries.
Yeah.
Chicken fries.
Yeah, chicken fries. They got away with that. That was something. But most of the time, you land on specific shit like this. It doesn't work.
So I don't think BK's Mexican original chicken sandwich needs to be outright avoided. Just don't expect to feel like you ate something even vaguely Mexican inspired. This menu item would never satisfy a Taco Bell craving, that's for sure. But if you'd like to order a cheesy, tangy jalapeno fast food chicken patty sandwich, go for it. That's probably what employees should be scrawling on the wrapper.
Wait, can you read that again how you just read it?
But if you'd like to order a cheesy, tangy jalapeno fast food chicken patty sandwich, go for it.
But if you, so the whole thing that got me on this is on the wrapper. So they don't have any specialty wrapper for this. It's literally sandwich wrapper, and they write Mexican on it.
If I manage to, what's it called, go to a Burger King soon, and for the fuck of it, I'll get one of these, and I guess I'll put it on the TikTok, y'all, or something. We'll see if I do something with that, but I don't know, man. That just looks like it's gonna give me heartburn because it's just that fucking acidic and terrible. And I don't know.
I don't know. like I already just like that chicken sandwich is fine as it is. It's got mayo and lettuce, and you don't really need to do much more with it because that's all that really should be done with it. But now they're just adding random shit to it. So you get cheesy queso, and you get like fried jalapenos, and it's one of those things you want to turn to Burger King CEO and go, nobody asked for this.
It never looks as good as it looks in the pictures, does it?
No, and because, you know, they like pump that full of plastic and super glue it and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, like, what's it called? They make sure that this is going to look presentable for when they take the official like photos and stuff, you know?
But if you're craving Mexican food, are you really going to Taco Bell? No, I'm going to Taco Bell because
I'm high.
Reasons.
Because I'm off one.
Honestly, sometimes I do get like a Taco Bell craving just for the Chipotle chicken cheesy melt.
Yeah.
Because it's one of those things. It's like one of those, you need something in your life that you know is not good. It's like a vice. It's like, you know.
Here we go. Let me see.
It tastes good. It'll make a poop.
It'll make a poop.
It'll make a poop.
Let me see what's going on here. Let me see. Oh my god, bro. This is a very smart idea. BK ripped it off from me. For many years, I have promoted myself as your terrific Mexican realtor. I love Mexican food and can easily prove it. Fucking shut the fuck up, Russell Shaw. I sure think this is a startling surprise to everyone. Spoiler alert, the Italian sandwich is not Italian either.
No shit. Oh, was that back in the day when they put mozzarella and marinara on the chicken sandwich? And they're like, yeah, this is totally Italian.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, it's as Italian as a fucking Olive Garden bread.
Yeah. Do you remember when? Okay, so Olive Garden is not Italian. No. But Olive Garden, like before the pandemic, literally had a menu. If you've gone there lately, their menu had went from like huge, like five folding opening to like one.
Yeah. That menu decreased.
And the prices went up. And it's just like, I don't like any of this. And then on the breadsticks, like, you get however many people come with you plus one. That you don't get, like, the four just automatically, even with two people. It's just like, they're like, we're in a recession. Like, I don't know what to do with you. You want super salad? Neither is a good choice.
Why can't they just fucking, what's it called? They have like a menu for catering. They have one for pickup, OG to go, and delivery. Like, can I just see what your fucking menu looks like?
I can easily prove it. I've even had an enchilada once, way too spicy. Did you ever see that joke about the restaurant that's specifically for white people? And no. They don't even have mayonnaise because mayonnaise is too spicy.
Oh, God. I remember the whole, like, joke that Sprite is too spicy for them.
Especially McDonald's Sprite.
Oh, yeah. The battery acid.
I mean, but have you seen the commercial with LeBron and Drake? He just opens up.
Oh, yeah, bro. Oh, God. So today, y'all, we're going to be talking about some Nick Cage stuff. We're going to talk about that Renfield trailer. We're going to be talking about whether the man is going to be reprising his role as Spider-Man Noir. Is Nick Cage interested in joining the Star Wars universe? But more on that in a bit.
What the hell? Would he be like High General Grievous? What are we talking about? in the chat.
What up, Keon? What's up? Keon, come on in with us, bro. Talk to us. Yer. Come on in. Because what's it called? Apparently the Mexican chicken sandwich is enough for us to talk about. I don't know, Brad. Hey, I just look at
that's
that.
That's what I saw. That's literally what I saw before I came on here. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Tell Raul, because none of this looks Mexican.
Yeah. Nick Cage is Malik. Oh, my God. Who's Malik again?
Is that Mr. Robot?
Not Rami Malik. You fucking doofus.
Can you imagine a show where Nick Cage plays as Rami Malik?
That would not be a good move. That would get him into trouble.
Oh, God.
Well, they do need a voice for Grogu eventually. Yeah. Yeah. Eventually when he wants to say, like,
I kind of want to, like, did Sean Connery ever, like, say how him and Nick Cage got along on The Rock?
No. I don't know.
I mean, I'm really wondering because you always, you know, like Wesley Snipes and Ryan Reynolds and Blade, like they didn't get along and shit. So I'm just wondering, like Nick Cage and Sean Connery, that's a really weird teaming. Especially since we know Sean Connery was an ornery bastard. Hey, yeah. Kylie in the chat.
What's up, Kylie? We are not pre-recorded. We are here live in your face. Oh, this motherfucker. Okay, hold on.
Hold up.
Hold on, wait a minute.
Hold up. Hold up.
Yeah, Darth Malik. Okay.
Does he have a trash can on his head? What is that?
No, Brad.
Oh, sorry. Come on, man. No, but go back. Go back to the other pictures.
What?
There's literally one that looks like he has a trash, like the second one. What's the second one? Oh, no, okay.
Oh, it's just a fucking helmet, Brad.
I don't think that's a helmet. I think that's his head.
I think so too, Brad. Yeah. I'm pre-recorded finally. Yesterday we weren't pre-recorded. Yeah. Come on, man. Human male who reigned in Dark Lord of the Sith during the Jedi Civil War before becoming Sith Lord Alec was born on the planet when he... okay. This is probably going back to like the Old Republic stuff, right?
I mean, that's not very creative going from Malik to Alec. Well,
how
doing,
about you,
George?
Come up with the name, you fucking bastard, then?
That's just George
how
Lucas.
How about you
being
write
lazy.
This shit, bro?
George Lucas being lazy.
God damn it. Yeah. Cage and Connery probably met once and then mutually agreed to never, to not even try to be friends.
Probably. Connery probably went back to his fucking island and was like, fuck it.
I know it's just a high flyer, but Omega versus Osprey is my match of the year. And the year just started. And he just started.
Stacy's a Darth Thunderbite. He's got the whole thing for.
Yep, tomorrow at 1.
Orthodontics.
And then something funny happened, and they had a lovely 10-minute riff of it, and then never again. Yep. I'm going to get to watching that match tonight or tomorrow in the morning when I wake up for breakfast. Other way, we're going to talk about a lot of stuff tomorrow, especially Vince McMahon being back. You know? Because we can never have anything good in this life. Pretty pity to say something about live show being pre-recorded and this doesn't make it. What? What?
I don't know, but Chill Zone's here.
Oh, pretty petty to say something about the live show being pre-recorded that this doesn't make. I don't know what the fuck you just said. Gio.
Sorry.
Also, Gio, you haven't been here in a minute, but it's a bit for Kylie to say that. Is the show pre-recorded or not?
I mean, our last, how many episodes have been pre-recorded?
Yeah.
Including this last one that's coming out tomorrow. What, 4 or 5?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to lie, Brad. I like the idea of having Monday off.
Yeah, it's been nice. I mean, and it's not me sitting here waiting for you, and then you're going, hey, I'm going to the movies, and be like, motherfucker.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to the movies tomorrow after the shoot.
Yeah, but I don't have to fucking record because we already recorded.
True. Yep. Now you just have time. Now the way that I think about it, Brad, is that now we have time to get to our mini pods.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep.
But anyway, Keon's here. Hi, Keon.
Keon. What's up, Keon?
What's going on? Y'all, I haven't talked to y'all since like last year, dude.
Man, shut the fuck up with that dumbass.
Bro, it's crazy. I can't believe it. It's been so long. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, my beard's got longer.
Hey, beard's got longer. Raul got a haircut. I see you. What the fuck? Looking smooth. Okay. All right, bro. Ugly as fuck, bro.
I don't know, but you don't work yourself into a shoot. Kylie says, rumor has it Vince walked into Titan Tower using Eric Bischoff theme and bam, back. I'm better than ever. Aiden says, bro.
The only people excited for Vince's return are Jim Cornette fans.
Record reactions to chat. That's right. Yeah.
Dude, nah, man. That's my hero, man. My hero returned. Vince McDaddy, y'all aren't excited that he's returning to destroy everything Triple H built up?
Yep, I can't wait for all the sexual harassment that's about to happen.
Yeah, all the it's all gonna kept under the rug, right?
Yeah, he pays millions of dollars out from company funds, apparently.
Yep. Well, y'all, you know, like I said, it's never enough to have something nice in this life, bro. It always got to get ruined by something.
Just ad-libs. Ad-libs, Stacy. That's all we're going to do. Just Rick Ross's, huh?
False accusation.
Accusations. False accusations.
You a big motherfucker.
You a big motherfucker.
I still can't believe, like,
AW pay Rick Ross.
You think Rick Ross paid that FCC violation, Brad?
I think Tony Khan probably carried that. He's like, yeah, it was pretty fucking funny. I think coked out Tony was like, yeah, here's
the FCC violation.
Here's 50 grand. Who gives fuck?
Well, because I was watching this clip from like ESPN where like one of the hosts said, what's it called? Said asshole. And Shaq is just like, don't worry about it. I'll pay your FCC violation, bro.
FCC. How much is it like for a
FCC violation?
Yeah.
Oof.
Depending on what you do or say. They can get up there.
What is the FCC violation? That's a fuck violation?
No. So the FCC is what controls like most of the telecommunications stuff. So like you know that in radio.
So it's China.
Well, in the United States,
it's back. You go back, it's like Tipper Gore, and it's the whole Eminem FCC won't let me be.
Yeah, so
it goes back a while.
So, in radio, you're not allowed to curse before 7 o'clock, and that's an FCC rule.
Yeah, Howard Stern, because they believe that over and over again.
Somebody better not tell them about High Flyer.
Oh, no, this is internet, like they don't constitute this as
they
radio.
Don't talk about the internet,
yeah. We have to adhere to Twitch terms of service and Twitch and YouTube. So they obviously don't give a shit about this.
Yeah, Twitch put that shit on us, and we were like, nah.
Oh my goodness. Bruh. I wasn't even going to join tonight, but I saw Keon hop on. I was like, man.
I got him.
I was like, man, I got to get him on this.
Oh, my God. If a federal court finds that a personal radio service station operator has willfully and knowingly violated any FCC rule, the operator must maybe fined up to $500 for each violation. Or in the case of a continuing violation, $500 for each day that the violation continued. Oh, dang, shit for Shaq. Shaq can pay that off. Like,
that's
like
what crazy. I'm saying. What the $500?
Yeah,
for each violation?
Ask Janet Jackson. Yep, ask Janet Jackson about the
You know what's bad about that whole thing? Is Justin Timberlake didn't get hit with nothing.
No, he didn't get hit with shit. Yeah. And she's the one who fucking pulled them titties out.
No, it was one titty.
Oh, it was just...
and it had a, it had like a pasty on it. It was a full like blown titty.
Wasn't even nipple, bro.
Yeah, it had a pasty. It was like, then it had, it was a bedazzled pasty.
Would
like,
you let me get a nipple too?
Let me suck them titties, baby.
That's when Stern is on. That's why. Yes, that's exactly why Stern is on SiriusXM, because satellite radio does not constitute under the FCC rules.
Stern is funny as hell, bro. I don't give a fuck what anybody, bro. That motherfucker is wild.
Stern is wild, bro.
The '80s.
So okay, so
that man had women scissoring on his show, and that was before Sirius.
Bro, that was before the Acclaim.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So the operator may be fined up to $10,000. I guess that's the maximum that you can get fined. So minimum, yeah, I guess, is what's called 500.
But they can fine you over and over and over again, dependent. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like the NFL. Like, you know, when players wear the wrong fucking cleats, the NFL fines them some ridiculous fucking number.
Bruh, yeah. That happened to me when I used to play football, and I got the Megatron cleats. I thought I was fresh. They're like, those aren't regulation. I was like, nigga, I don't give a fuck, bro. These fresh.
Did y'all see them scaring that man? Like the Hall of Fame went to his house, and they scared that man, just an old white dude outside in front of his house before Christmas.
No, I didn't see that.
Dude,
I believe it.
What the fuck you on? You're in the Hall of Fame.
That's a good question, Kylie. Hey, Raul.
What is that Bio Broly movie watch along? When you tell me, kid. What's it called? First of all, Kylie, do you have Bio Broly on Amazon? Or do I need to find other methods?
Hey, yo, you got the
hook up, Kylie?
Hmm.
Yeah.
You got that in the bag?
Nah, bro. You know what we need to do? We need to, like, get a serious list and like go through all the Dragon Ball movies in like some canon order. Or we got to build up, bro. We got to make it a main event. You know what I'm saying,
bro? You know which one I want to rewatch? It's been a while. Which is the one with Gogeta?
Fusion Reborn, bro. That's the best one.
Bro, that movie's badass.
Bro, that movie is fire, bro.
I don't
know. Ooh, bro, don't get me started, man. Dragon Ball, bro. I'm there.
Hell no, I only buy good movies.
Hell no, I only buy good movies. I don't know. I don't know about that one, Kelly.
I think, Raul, I think I got something for you. We'll talk after the show.
All right, yeah, just let me know if I can get access to that, and then we'll be good
to go.
Break
it easy.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but, yeah, man. What's up, Aiden? What's up, Keon? I don't know.
If y'all hear a little... Nothing much, man. I'm chilling. I got a little sinus infection. I fucking hate flying, dog. I always get this problem, but you know, it's cool. I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna rest it off.
Every single time I've gone to an airport, I come out with fucking COVID. You know, that's why I don't fly.
I gotta watch that. New Trigun just came out. The remix.
Nice.
Remix.
Oh,
yeah.
This is the remix.
No,
they dropped a few trailers.
Motherfucking
what
Black
is that IP. New Bleach? Bro, when is that new Bleach gonna drop, bro? With the new animation
style? Oh yeah, bro. I'm waiting for that.
Isn't Bleach like 18,000 episodes long or something?
No, you're thinking about One Piece, dog.
Oh yeah, One Piece is 18,000.
Then Turtle Power.
There's a Ninja Turtles movie coming out this year, actually.
I mean, it looks interesting. It's definitely
animated.
Go Turtles, go Turtles, go. Yeah. When is that fucking Bleach, that new season, the last season of Bleach, bro.
Yeah, when are they dropping that?
Yeah. Bleach season 7? Is that what
we're doing? I need the details.
Please, if that is true and it came out, I'm getting on that shit soon. Bro, because that shit was...
Geo in the chat says that it already came out.
Could you, bro?
Like, the whole thing dropped already.
No, Bleach. Yeah, the new Bleach shit. Dropped. Like, 2 months ago.
Bruh. Me and Raul out here looking like a damn fool.
Bro, you're going to tell me this shit's already been up, bro? Damn.
Yeah, I'm about to drop myself out and come back as a as a new motherfucker. A new rock.
Avatar. In November?
Yes. This is
Oh boy.
But we're this late, is, like, dog.
All over the internet, bro. I can't believe you didn't know about this.
Damn, motherfucker. Bro, sometimes I don't pay attention to what the fuck is going on there. I dropped my new video on YouTube. I fucking dropped the link in there and then I dip out.
Yeah, I had to change myself to a clown because that's how I feel right now.
Yeah, I feel like a clown, man. This commentary of 2022 was Godzilla Final Wars. That is the standard for 2023. Yes.
Yeah, well, the new standard is the Rampage movie commentary. which dropped today.
I knew you were going to fucking say it, bro. I knew. I had already thought about it when he pulled the comment up. I was like, nah, bro. The real commentary is the Rampage commentary.
Yeah, y'all know me. Bro, I'm a salesman, dog. That's literally my job. I'm always, hey, y'all, what's going on?
Dude, this is crazy. Show me this pencil. I'm going to sign into fucking, what's it called? To Hulu one of these days and watch this shit. Because, yeah, I wanted to watch this because I believe this is the last arc of Bleach right before it ends.
Bro, I just wanted to brew a mean cup of CBD tea and watch that whole season.
God. Yeah. All right. Well, what's it called? Yeah, thanks for that, Gio. But yeah, we'll figure out when we do the Bio Broly, Keon. What have you been up to today, Keon?
Today's kind of been very mellow, like all around the house, to be honest. Like, It's been kind of like, because it's been raining here, so it's kind of been like, a bit dreary, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm finishing a game right now.
Okay.
What game?
Yeah.
And Mass Effect Andromeda. Because years ago, people talked about how like shit Andromeda was. And now that I've done like the original Mass Effect trilogy, I'm going to play Andromeda and find or like kind of gauge my own opinion on it.
Mm. Yeah, that's the best thing to do.
Yeah.
Oh, you know.
Bro, what did I see the other day that I was
one of the best trilogies in the industry, by the way.
The Mass Effect trilogy? Oh, yes. I've heard great things about the Mass Effect trilogy.
Yes, it's amazing. Yeah. The ending, you know, you can feel however you want about that. Of course, I won't spoil the ending, but like, if any of you ever get the chance to play the trilogy, it's a treat. I definitely say that.
Keon, you know how to get on GTA RP? Because I have GTA 5 and I want to use it.
I did it like last year, then I uninstalled because like I didn't know what the fuck to do. I didn't know what to do.
Well, if we both
played. I had somebody, I was a cop, and I literally had somebody like kill me like face to face, like just shoot me right in the head, and then like, it was a kid and he just ran off in his little buggy and like giggling and shit. I was like, okay, bro, I'm getting off this shit.
Yeah. Damn, bro, don't you hate when that happens?
It's Cocaine Bear. I need to see Cocaine Bear.
In GTA, by the way,
everybody needs to see.
In GTA, got shot in the head in GTA.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, did y'all see yesterday that I said, because I was gonna make y'all do the 80 for Brady review, but then I was like, nah, bro. You know what I'm really gonna do? Wait for that bitch to come out on Blu-ray, and then
you can commentary it.
And then we gotta do the commentary because that's a commentary movie, bro. I want to see what the fuck that shit's about.
I cannot explain to you all the absurdity when I was sitting down for Glass Onion, and all of a sudden this trailer pops up, and I'm like, what?
That and then you're like, terrible. And then I realized we were here just watching the trailer, and I was like, for a movie,
I was like, wait, they're filming inside NRG. When did they film in NRG? And then when you realize this has to be before the pandemic, because Brady hasn't fucking played for the Pats in years.
and you know what? That's not even the worst part. That's not even the worst part of the trailer. Guy Fieri is in this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, bro. That's fucking wild.
Like eight times.
Like eight times.
In one shot, by the way. Yeah.
One fucking, shot they Eddie Murphy'd it.
I mean, at some point, you got to go, did somebody slip me something?
Everybody during the production.
There's just simply no way that trailer exists, bro. I refuse to believe that trailer actually exists. I'm just assuming it was a fever dream I was having. Like,
oh, thank God this movie's an hour and 38 minutes. Thank God this movie is an hour and 38
minutes. Nah, bro. I was
that's
really
an hour and 38
minutes. How did they get an hour and 38 minutes out of that? You got a question.
I wanted Ridley Scott numbers, bro.
I wanted a 3-hour epic.
Yeah, I wanted to see Wilt Chamberlain's up there on the board.
You know what's crazy?
See Brady fucking 80-year-old.
It's like Brady is in there, and he doesn't play for the Pats anymore. Gronk is in there, and the man's fucking retired. Gronk is retired.
I mean, Gronk would have been crazy.
No, I'm not gonna say that. I'm not gonna say that.
Gronk on that GILF game.
Yeah, bro. He is.
Hey, bro, I'm not.
Bro.
Stacy says diners, drive-ins, and drama mean.
I want to see if there's any, like, you know, info on the filming of this. Like, when did this
Hey, I'm Guy Fieri. We're rolling out. Looking for America's greatest diners, drive-ins, and dives.
I don't know how I used to watch that show.
God, man. I used to watch that too. Because they used to show so much good ass food.
Bro, that shit was so good looking, bro. That's the problem with America, god damn it. They make the food look too damn good.
It's horrible food.
It's just like when fucking Aiden was talking about straining goats. They fucking made that game good, though. That's the fucking problem. They make it look like it's going to be good.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God, man. This actually, Brad, this 80 for Brady premiered on the 6th at Palm Springs International Film Festival, man.
Really?
So, yeah.
Fuck it was actually bullshit. In a film festival?
Yeah. This
Not
movie
straight
actually...
to Hulu?
Nah, bro. That's definitely a film festival type movie, man. The trip.
So it,
yeah,
they did
it could have definitely won a Palme d'Or.
They did shoot in NRG, bro. They did. They did shoot this shit in NRG Stadium. God damn it, bro. What is going on with this? Like, when? How long has this movie been in the editing room?
I wonder if Belichick makes a cameo in this.
Yeah. 80 for Brady sounds like a Rose title run. No, it's not. It sounds. Look, I don't pay attention to comments anymore from people who lost to me. You know, what's it called? I'm sorry. I don't listen to Keon. I don't listen to Brad. Well, you know, I listen to Brad because he's my right hand man. You know, but.
You know what's really crazy? How you didn't drop my name in there. You know what's really crazy? How you didn't put my name in there.
Well, because we haven't faced off. But when you do face off and you inevitably lose, I won't be listening to your ass, too. Yeah.
February 18th, buddy. I'm cutting the promo together right now. I got the MacBook right in front of my face, brother.
This stays here. It's not going anywhere. Gio can...
Listen, dude!
Gio can fantasize all he wants about even laying a sniff on this, and he's never getting it. Aiden can just
wait. Did you say a sniff?
Yeah, because that's all they did.
Just
man.
A sniff.
Just a sniff. They just can't even get anything, bro.
You gotta say it in the voice.
Oh, hold on. I just want a sniff.
Oh.
Just.
Oh, it hurts. It hurts to do it.
And Keanu was like, fuck this.
Yeah. I just want to sniff.
Just a sniff.
Keanu's out of here. Keanu's gone. Keanu said, just send me my W-2 in the like, mail.
I just want to take a sniff.
What the fuck is
just that? Just take a sniff. That's fucking, what's his name from, it's Swiper, no Swipey, from fucking.
Swiper, no Swipey.
From Dora. Oh, for real? So,
I thought it was from like the Thundercats, the little fucking no, it's, creature
it's,
thing.
No, it's Snarf Swiper, bro.
Or whatever.
No, it's Swiper.
I want to sniff.
On the Palm Dior face award? Yeah. Palm Dior face award. Yeah. Palm Dior face award. Oh, my God. But, Keon, what's it called? I'm glad you're getting to play that. I know that people were kind of like bad-mouthing Andromeda. I never played a single Mass Effect game, but it always looked like something that it was interesting to me.
Really good. Really good trilogy. So far, like, Andromeda has been... like really good. I haven't found in really any issues with it, but you know, who knows? Maybe when I finish, I'll have a completely different opinion because they could do a 180 on me, and I will never come back.
So live show link still. Oh, sorry, Gio. Sorry about that. Yeah, sometimes I forget to put that in there.
Shit! Nah, that's totally my fault. I've been traveling all week, so I've been having a lot of, like, I totally forgot to be able to keep up with, like, the StreamYard link posted on the Patreon, so that's my fault.
You good. It's in there, Gio. Sorry about that.
I mean, we've just been pre-recording this whole week anyway, so.
We're used to pre-recording. Which, by the way, shout out Epic Games. I got fucking Death Stranding for a free and a DLC for free.
Yep. You gonna play the baby UPS driver?
Yes, sir.
I missed the day that you could get it, but it's hard.
What did you say, Keon?
I said I missed the day that you were able to get that, but it's hard because I still have it on. They had it for PlayStation Plus, so grabbed it and.
Yeah.
Fucking.
They play you like
Mailman Simulator.
What, this isn't pre-recorded? No, it's not, Kylie. We're not. Imagine pre-recording the live show. We used to do that back in the day.
Are you serious? Yes,
we did a not-so-live live show.
Brother. Oh, that's during funny. Never mind. Because I was about to roast you. I was like, come on, man. But that's
yeah, we called
cool.
it a...
That's a cool name.
We would start and we'd say, hey, everybody, welcome to the Nerdcore not-so-live live show. Because what's it called? My internet was really bad at the time. At the university. So what's it called? It wasn't that it was bad. We had to do it through OBS, and my settings on my computer were shit.
That's right.
On OBS.
I remember. This is coming back.
Yeah. So we were just like, for that week, we were just like, okay, let's just pre-record it, I guess. And yeah. Damn. But yeah, that didn't live long enough. Yeah. It was just like for like a freaking month, I think. But yeah, the not so live show. But God damn it, bro. But I guess let's go ahead and look at some of this already, since we're already kind of getting towards the 1 hour mark a bit. We do have a couple of things here that we can talk about. So apparently Nicolas Cage is not interested in joining the Star Wars universe.
Neither am I.
We're glad that you went ahead and struck down an opportunity that wasn't even given to you, Keon.
Damn.
Just say Nick Cage.
I look George in his eyes.
John said, before y'all even hit my agent up, I don't want it.
Nick Cage in general, bro. I'm good.
George wanted me to play the sand, and I just couldn't do it.
Yeah. But Christian Bale said yes. I'm not really down. I'm a Trekkie. That's where I roll. I'm not in the Star Wars family. I'm in the Star Trek family. I can fuck with Nick Cage being in a Star Trek movie. Oh, I'm not even gonna lie. That shit could kind of fucking go hard.
That just makes sense because all Star Trek movies are is a dude just trying to fuck different female alien species.
100%.
I can see Nick Cage doing that. Easily.
Yeah.
I'd sign up for that.
Women with three titties? I can see it.
Absolutely.
I have yet to watch the new Star Trek movies, like the J.J. Abrams film and, you know, the freaking Into Darkness and stuff like that. But I could fuck with him being in a Star Trek movie. I don't see Nick Cage being in a Star Wars movie, honestly.
Hell no, bro.
We'll have it first. Keon, Broly watch along or me get a certain fun. I am so sorry, Kylie. Yup. Well, Kylie, you didn't get your damn Funko because you bought the ones we were going to freaking order for you.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah. You got to send us a new list.
We're just going to send a random one, and that's it.
Yeah, that's
I was actually about to ask about that because I saw on the fucking, because on the insights on the page, you can check and see like what you didn't complete, and it showed all the names that still need Funkos.
Oh,
so we got to hit that up this year. Hey, when the tax money comes back, we got you.
Some of those weren't, click them off. I think the only ones we need to give one to is Kylie and, I think I gave one to Tony. Hold on.
Okay. Because I knew that there was Kylie and someone.
It was Kylie and Tony, but I think I gave it to Tony. I think I gave one to Tony. We definitely sent Tamor his.
Yeah.
When he did them. Yeah. But Kylie and Tony, yeah. Kylie, stop buying so many and then we'll fucking have one to send you. But Nick Cage, as a Jedi Master, is everything I need. No, I do not need that. I don't know. Cage and Quentin Tarantino Star Trek. Bro, no.
It's like the Force, man.
Dude.
Star Trek in Quentin Tarantino. What's it called? Nicolas Cage in Quentin Tarantino Star Trek.
I'd go see that.
I fucking watched the shit out of that, bro.
I'm just seeing Kurt Russell lick alien feet. I can see it. Eating nachos all gross and shit.
Yeah, Christopher Walken, what's it called? Hanging out with Lady Aliens.
You see this watch? It was in my father's ass.
Oh, wait, Gio's in here. What's up, Gio?
Hi.
Gio's just looking at us like, what is
Gio?
Hello, it's you. I'm here.
Gio, Muad'Dib.
Can I have some Muad'Dib dip? I couldn't make it work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bro, that's the best.
Off the rails.
Bro, we were never on the rails, bro.
That's true. I mean, other than that one kind of rail. Hey.
Fremen. Your Fremen. They are killing my Sadaka.
Bro. I thought we were doing a bit, and then I sat and I realized, wait, that's actually going to be the movie.
Yeah, that's literally what it's going to sound like. Yeah, fucking Christopher Walken, bro.
They hired a leader from Incredible Hulk.
No fucking way.
Leader.
Oh, I can't wait for November. You know, in like the anticipation is going to be crazy because like everyone's going to be like either they're going to come in here and roast the shit out of Walken for doing like his Walken, or they're going to be like, actually, he actually did a pretty damn good job.
It's probably going to be the latter. We're probably
gonna no. I actually think he's going to be fire. Yeah, I think he's going to be fire.
It'll work.
It's kind of like any role Defoe's in. You're like, I don't know, and then you get in there and you're like, oh shit, he was amazing.
The real question is Austin Butler going to speak in the Elvis voice for Fade or not? Paul, what are you doing, Paul?
No, the question is like, sugar? Are we gonna see a moment where Austin Butler, like this big fat hand is on Austin Butler's going like on the backside across his cheek to symbolize the like the sexual intonations that of him being diddled by his uncle? it's in the book.
Read the book, you hunks.
Bro,
read the books.
As long as they don't introduce him like they introduced, what's it called, Sting as Fade in the David Lynch movie, I'm good, bro. I'm good.
I haven't. I have to watch the David Lynch movie. I have the steel box and everything.
You've never seen it?
Don't watch it, bro.
I sort of seen it.
I like, watched
it in commentary, so I wasn't really paying attention.
You at least need to see the clip of the.
When he floats to the roof, oh my god, that's the best part of the whole movie.
I'm thinking
when
he floats to the roof. Shields,
those, yeah, because that's real. Because that happens in the book. Like he like floats up to the roof.
He who controls the spice. Controls the universe.
That movie has
calm down.
Bro, that movie has so much internal monologuing, bro. Most of that movie is in voiceover. But yeah.
Is that how they go get around it? They get around all of the like narration of like it's just by like pulling a Blade Runner theatrical cut. By the way, I own the movie. That's what I was like. I just haven't seen it yet, but I own the fucking movie.
Yeah, that's like me and that one game twice, that I haven't opened.
Yeah, like
twice.
Death Stranding.
You don't even know where that shit is, bro.
I don't know. It's
They're making Death Stranding 2, right, Keon?
Brad, if you're not gonna play it, send it to me.
That's a collector's item now. It's still in the wrapping.
I'll play toys. I'll play Postal RS. I'll play Postal RS.
I'm keeping that till it's worth like $20.
Gio, I can definitely tell you, you're really gonna enjoy Norman Reedus on a beach with his fetus. You're gonna enjoy it.
Norman Reedus on a beach with his fetus, drinking some curds and whey.
Damn, for some reason my brain went to Jamie Lee Curtis next.
Thank you, Dice.
Oh my god.
Norman Reedus on the beach with his fetus. Jamie Lee Curtis
hanging out with Jeremy Lee Curtis. It's like, huh? Hey.
Okay.
Eating
right.
Yogurt, you know?
Yogurt.
Activia.
Well, I hate to disappoint. I hate to disappoint you, Spider-Man fans. But
Spider-Man jabronis.
Apparently, Spider-Man Noir will not be appearing in Across the Spider-Verse.
Boo.
Nick Cage.
Wait. Go back.
What?
Every other fucking Spider-Man.
Well, not Spider-Man Noir, bro. Nicolas Cage had this to say when asked if he'll be in the new Across the Spider-Verse. You'd have to ask Sony. I don't know what's going on with that. No one's spoken to me about that. Ask them. I don't know. I really don't.
They're just using the AI voice thing. He'll be in it.
I wish they would. I love Spider-Man Noir too. I think that's a great character. Spider-Man's the coolest superhero. And then you combine that with Cogney and Bogart and Edward G. Robinson. Come on. It's a great character.
Do you think Miles gets fucked up by Spider-Pig? That big old cartoon hammer?
I hope Spider-Pig comes back.
Oh, I thought you said gets fucked by, and I was like,
no, gets fucked up. Jesus Christ!
I'm like, wait a minute, Brad.
Porky Pig.
I mean, that's one way to get porked.
Porky Pig is porking.
Somebody pull out the King's Hawaiian. We're making sliders.
No.
Bam.
Just kidding, bro. I'm talking about adult context, Miles Morales.
I watched the Woman King today. And then, like, I watched some interviews, and at the end of it, one of them was, like, a variety thing, and it was, like, presented by King's Hawaii, and I was like, come fucking on.
What?
The Woman King interview presented by King's Hawaiian.
Pop.
I mean, I like the fucking bread. I like the Hawaiian sweet rolls. But
yeah, hell yeah.
What the fuck?
I mean, yeah, but, like, the Woman King's Hawaiian.
Today's episode of Actors on Actors with what's it called? The Cast of the Woman King is presented by Hawaii King.
They put it right next to the next to the Polynesian sauce from Chick-fil-A.
Oh,
like, here you go. Come get you some.
Yeah. What'd you think about the Woman King, Gio? Because
That movie was healing. It was amazing and it was healing. Like, there were lines there are times when you watch a historical movie and you're like, this is not historically accurate. And that's just kind of where it ends. There are times in this movie where I'm like, this movie is not historically accurate, but it is talking directly to the audience when it chooses to do those moments. Mm-hmm. And I was like, hell yes, you're speaking in a modern tone to me right now with a Pan-African perspective. This is not accurate, but you're talking to me. you speaking to me right now about being black.
Yeah, I thought the movie was fantastic. I thought that Viola Davis is, of course, incredible as always. You know, she ain't never gonna give anything great. Never
disappoint.
But
I always give her shit about her snot, but she didn't even do that.
But yo, Kaluuya in the movie is fantastic too. Oh my Boyega? God! Oh, I'm sorry, Boyega, not Kaluuya. Boyega is incredible and a freaking commanding presence in that movie. Also, Lashana Lynch is pretty damn good too.
That's the best. That was my favorite.
Yeah. What the fuck did I think about Kaluuya? Oh, Kaluuya was a Nope. He wasn't in fucking Woman King, bro. Come on, man.
Come on, man. I know they came up around the same time, but come on. I think it's because they came up around the same time. I'm not gonna make the joke.
Come on, man.
That's crazy, bro.
Come on, dog. Brad's like, I ain't doing it. No, that's not my joke to say.
No, you good. No, man. What's it called? I watched 125 movies last year. Everything starts to blend in together at this point. I can't fucking watch anything anymore.
I mean, you chose this life.
Come on, now, dog.
I have to make the joke now because you literally just said I watched 125 movies. It all kind of blends in. So black people just started blending together to you.
No,
huh?
They don't. Shut your ass up, bro.
Black people just start blending together. Listen, it's gonna be about 3-4 times where he says my name when he means Keon, and then Aiden's name when he means me.
Nah, shut your ass up, bro. Don't worry.
It's okay. I get us confused too sometimes. Listen, just like
better
GL snack
than
pack
me
with three layers.
About to do it. Better GL than me because I was about to do it, but GL got to it before I could. So.
Amen.
Yeah, but that's just, you know, we giving you shit. We know.
We know.
It's because we're like a snack.
You got
the dark and then the light and then the dark, right? So try flavor, trifecta.
Yep.
The try.
Brad, you're usually the one in this situation, Brad. What the fuck?
Wait, hang
on. It's all dessert. It's all dessert, you know? It's all dessert.
Oh my god. So, final note here. What's it called? Did y'all who watched the Renfield trailer in here that's not Brad and me?
I watched it.
All right. What y'all think? I'll go with Gio first.
I didn't know this movie was happening. I happened upon the trailer in an advertisement while I was watching a video. And then I watched the trailer and I was like, what is this? And then I was like, oh, it's Nicolas Cage. Like at first I thought it was going to be, what's that like actor that they always have? It's like generic Slavic in any television thing. I thought it was him. Man. Yeah, you know who I'm talking about. I thought it was him. Instead, it was Nicolas Cage. And I was like, oh, what a delightful surprise. We've got Zombie Boy and Nicolas and Ghost Rider together in a movie. And I was like, okay. And I was like, this movie's going to be a little... I don't even think about Ghost Rider no more. Yeah, everybody thinks of Ghost Rider.
That is the last...
Listen. He went and got them truffles, dog. He did a movie about losing his truffle pig. And now he finna go get them truffles. So let's not even...
Yeah.
Listen, I thought that quote about Spider-Man Noir was a joke. Oh, I mean, was like maybe fake. And then I heard him say all these different names about shit. And I was like, no, it's Nicolas Cage. Because Nicolas Cage is a comic book nerd through and through. So it's like, why wouldn't you have Spider-Man Noir? Probably because he was like, Sony not bothered with me right now because I'm over here getting them truffles somewhere else. Like my manager probably said, he can't make it over there. He's got to make some money.
Did y'all hear that? That before Pig, his career was really declining, and then after the Pig, it's like the $4 million movie started coming back and more.
Oh, I didn't know this was actually true. I just made a guess. Yeah.
No, it was actually true. Like before that, his career was pretty much declining, and then the Pig.
Bro, I was
came
about
out,
to make a
and then he was hot
that
again.
Joke.
That's funny because that movie was even that hot, but like I liked the movie. I like the movie, but it wouldn't. It's not like I wouldn't think of it as Nicolas Cage's whale.
Pig. No, but let's be honest though, the trailer.
Nicolas Cage's whale.
Yeah, the trailer basically
came out before Whale.
Not what the movie was about.
Yeah, but you know, Brendan Fraser.
Like, he looks like he's smoking a cigarette on the back porch, bro.
No, he eating one of them candies. He looked like he eating one of them candies. You know, the Fun Dip.
Oh, those taste like shit. Oh my god.
Smoking a cigarette on the
back. Oh no, they're bad. They're bad and unhealthy. That's why they have a little powder with them.
Ah. What did you think, Aiden?
So does Nick Cage. I thought the trailer was...
I'm dead, bro.
I mean, that pretty much sums it up anyways. Like, I thought the trailer was fine. It made me giggle a couple times, but I don't know. It just, yeah. It
looks stupid.
Yeah. What's Zombie Boy's name? What's his name again?
What's his name, bro?
Because he was the guy who they were also considering Nicholas to play Holt. The Batman. Yeah, Nicholas Holt. He was also the guy.
I couldn't remember his name until you asked. I legit couldn't remember his name until you asked. That's why I called him the zombie guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, this Fury is literally Road, the guy who was in
X-Men reboot movie.
He's the bald motherfucker who chromes his shit.
The zombie movie where like he becomes
on the show.
Where it's like him falling in love. He's falling in warm bodies. Love and shit. Yes. Yeah, warm bodies. So like his heart is beating because he's in love with this girl. Yeah. Oh. But he's a zombie.
Ooh.
He's in The Menu.
Oh.
I remember who this motherfucker was. Fuck this guy, bro.
Oh yeah, bro.
Bro,
yeah, talk that shit.
He's so good, bro. That one movie because I hated his character. He's so good at playing the asshole. Like, that shit comes naturally to him, apparently. Oh my god, is he such an asshole?
That's funny. I have more filmography for you, because he was in a movie with Kristen Stewart was like a dystopian movie, and it was them, like, the whole society was just like generic dystopia. So it was like white buildings, white people, white clothes, and it was just like, we don't feel emotions, and then them like having a love story.
He was in this movie too, in Eunice. I watched Eunice. It was on Netflix for a minute. Listen, it's an erotic film. That's just it's pretty bad.
It's pretty bad. Erotic in it?
Yeah, and like he's straight fucking in that. Like,
okay, send link.
Yeah, it was pretty bad, and he's okay, but like he's not the best performance ever. Like,
it's okay.
He's all right.
I think he's cute.
Because the thing is with him, it was between him and Pattinson to play Batman. And it feels they were like, damn, bro, you got to go back to Batman training. So we're going to put you in a vampire movie. So I don't know what the fuck is going on with this shit.
They said, go back to camp.
They said, go back to boot camp. They said, brother, you're not ready for the call up. You got to go back to NXT.
They said, this ain't your kind of camp. This ain't your kind of camp. Go over there.
He was beast.
We got to put you in a feud with Grayson Waller.
We established this. Yeah, he was beast. Yes.
Yeah. It's every time I see him.
Motherfucker, I'm reading through the IMDb, okay?
Every time I see,
Brad said it like 30 minutes ago.
Every time I see his face, I just think about that goddamn zombie movie. And I just remember thinking as a kid, this is the stupidest looking fucking movie. So every time I see his face, it's he's got that Sammy Guevara look too, you know? Where I'm just like, bro, I just want to punch your ass, bro. It's nothing against him personally. It's just like, he just looks like the most fucking annoying Sears worker I've ever seen.
Sammy ain't never done a single thing to anybody, but when I see Sammy on my screen,
Sammy's been putting out that PDA way too fucking much. We don't want
Sammy got the audacity to make those cringe ass intros and wear shorts.
Not the audacity. Not the audacity. The audacity.
Like, nah, man.
Nah, it's audacity. Because my ass is awed by the fact that this nigga would.
I was gonna say audacity because is what's the reason?
Oh, he's gonna be in Robert Eggers' Nosferatu. Wow.
He's gonna be Nosferatu? Makes sense.
No, he's not going to be Nosferatu. He's gonna be in
I would love that, actually.
Bill Skarsgård.
I thought he was Nosferatu.
No. Bill Skarsgård is going to be Nosferatu.
Of course, Bill Skarsgård.
Ew. Nah, man, they need to swap roles, bro. They miscast.
That's typecast more like. Bill Skarsgård playing a monster? Oh no.
He
likes to play creepy monsters.
That's kind of like it.
Even in Castle Rock, where you could see his whole face the whole time, he was playing a monster.
Very well, Renfield in the X-Men reboot movies, Nicholas Holt is an issue with bad bosses. Yeah.
Yeah, like his manager.
Rachel Aniston. Jennifer Aniston. I got it mixed up.
Keon, you didn't watch the trailer, right?
No.
All right, no. Brad, what did you think about the trailer?
It's a vampire movie. I'm meh. I mean, the only thing he's got going for is Nick Cage as a horrible vampire boss. So
no, the power up looks cool. The power up looks interesting. It's like, okay, I do this, and it gives me this certain power to do these things. Like he's like a, like instead of like a vampire.
Now that pissed me off. But these trailers need to stop ruining the movie.
Y'all playing.
He's more like a dampier. And I was like, that's interesting.
I did find it funny. It was like, bring me some nuns and some cheerleaders, and they just appeared. It's like, sweet.
Bro, was Awkwafina in this trailer, or am I tripping?
She was, yes.
Okay,
thank you for reminding me.
I don't want to. Like,
there was somebody in this trailer that I totally did not want to remember.
Shit, I don't even really have a problem with Awkwafina. It just was like, damn, bro. It's like, damn, now you're doing this shit? This shit?
I do. Listen, they made her famous.
I mean, before the pandemic, she was doing great. Then after,
listen, I don't know.
See, she had her to hold a already. Grudge she against did the
people
farewell.
That I don't personally know.
Yeah. I don't have a grudge, nah. But
she just kind of fell off.
I have an issue.
Wait,
but Christmas. The farewell. But she had her farewell. Will. So her whale before was the farewell, and that came out before Pig and the Whale. But I'm still gonna call it
the
Whale.
Out in 2019.
Her art, you know,
the farewell came out. Movie. Oh, never mind. I was about to sound racist.
The farewell came out.
Hey, what's it called? This director, he did what's it called? A Lego Batman movie. I still need to see that. Yeah.
You haven't seen Lego Batman, bro?
No, bro. I don't watch everything.
Did you like
yes, you do.
Did you like did you like the Lego movie?
Yeah, I like Lego movies.
Then you'd like Lego Batman movie.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a really funny like self-parody of the entire culture and character of Batman. It's really funny.
Yeah.
Bro.
Lobster Pomodoro.
Hey, bro.
What's up?
Lobster
Pomodoro. Have you played the Lego Spider-Man game?
So can we pull that up on YouTube right now? Can we react to that?
Oh my god.
Let me stop motion. No, never mind. I don't want to do that because I'm gonna be embarrassed.
Don't do that. That's gonna take too long.
All right. Yeah, I thought the trailer looked fine. If anything, it just made me want to see a dramatic movie where what's it called? Nicolas Cage will actually play Dracula, but that's not what this is gonna be.
No, so this is a like, comedy.
It looks fine. It looks whatever. I'm like, I'll watch it.
You mean this Dracula?
Dracula. Yes.
I come to suck your blood.
I come to suck your blood.
And perhaps something else as well. I am about sexuality.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Vampires
bro, Dracula
are...
come up at my door like that, I'm slamming that shit. Nah,
I mean,
bro,
Dracula
good.
Is about sexuality.
Yeah.
Like, legit.
Yeah,
that's why he's
some of those sexual. Vampires actually come when they bite you, bro.
Like coming.
All right, and that is our cue to go ahead and start. And
no, wait, last one. Fun fact: Count Von Count from Sesame Street is not a vampire. He is just vampire-like.
He's not an actual.
I don't believe that.
He's vampire-like. He's not a vampire. There's an internal document that Sesame Street and like Henson and whatever have, and the technical term is they ask, is he a vampire? The answer is no. He's vampire-like.
There's so many bodily.
How the fuck you gonna be vampire-like? You either are.
Man, you either sucking blood or not.
But vampires. Yeah, bro, vampires. If he was a vampire, he'd have to suck blood, and that's very violent. That's not good for kids. So he's vampire-like.
At least it doesn't seem as bad as Dracula Dead and Living It. Oh, my God. Or what's it called? That one Dracula movie that was going to come out for the Dark Universe. But, oh, wait, I think that movie did come out, right?
No, that movie came out before the Dark Universe was a thing. Dracula Untold.
Damn.
That was Dracula Untold. With, wait, that's the one with...
Yeah.
Pirates.
I know who you're talking about.
Pirates?
No, no, not, not Orlando Bloom.
Luke Evans. Luke Evans.
Yeah, Luke Evans, not Orlando Bloom.
Oh, shit. Well, they're all the same.
Charles. Yo, Charles Dance was in this?
Yes, back Dracula Toad? Yes.
Yeah.
Bro, I could have sworn I would have put my life on the fact that that motherfucker was in Pirates of the Caribbean. I would have lost.
Weekend? This is a subtle Charles Dance weekend because he was brought up yesterday too, as far as like people who could have played instead of Walker.
Charlie Dance.
Bro, I just want somebody to make a documentary about the Dark Universe and how it just, you know, never happened. Because the mummy.
That'd be like a 15-minute YouTube vid.
Yep.
I mean,
Tom Cruise saying, I mean, yeah, brother, I walked into the office and I worked those jabroni marks for a couple hundred thousand and then I walked
out. The difference between them and DC is that it took DC 10 years to do what the Dark Universe ended up doing in one movie.
The hierarchy of the DC Universe?
Is as in, like, going like, oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. You know, people always want to talk about what's it called, you know, oh my god, Tom Cruise is. Oh my god, Tom Cruise that. Yeah, y'all go and tell me if he's any good in the Mummy. I'll wait.
Listen,
I'll
brother, wait. Let me ask y'all.
Can he run? Can he run?
Super the Pets 2, when?
When the cows come home.
The Disney movie? What is that? Home on the Range?
No, it's Spirit Untamed. But that's DreamWorks.
Spirit Untamed.
It's DreamWorks.
Spirit Untamed?
Is that the whole
Spirit? No, it's just Spirit. I thought it was just Spirit. Bro.
No, there's a second one that came
out. That's the first time I ever remember crying in my life was watching
that. The second, I haven't even seen it. The second one is called Spirit Untamed. I remember because the it came out a couple years ago and the movie came out and the trailer was, it was really sweet and the music in it was Wildest Dreams by Taylor Swift.
Yeah. The sequel is called Spirit Unchained, and the first movie is Spirit.
Hyper-specific.
Wait, I could have sworn there were episodes of The Count Consume Blood. This episode is brought to you by the type, I mean the letter O.
Oh, 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 oh.
You think The Count had hepatitis?
All right, I'm not
here. He should have just called up Abdullah the Butcher. Yo.
Spirit, the stallion.
Okay, I made it too wild. I made it too wild. I maybe made it too wild.
Yo, I want to rewatch Spirit, bro. I want to rewatch
the cartoon
horse movie.
Yeah.
Movie, come on, Brad. Don't shit on that movie. That's the first time I ever remember crying.
I'm not sure. I've never seen it because
have you ever seen El Dorado?
Came out.
El Dorado, bro.
Bro, El Dorado was fine.
In a household in which people were. It was probably a time where a past Brad maybe would have called that movie gay.
Well, but like, Brad has like grown as a person. There were times like you get to and it's just like you're too old to watch that. And if you watch that, that's really fucking weird.
No, fuck that. Fuck that. It's 2023. Fuck that. It's 2023.
Then people start looking at you and you're like, yeah.
You know what you can say now, Brad? When you walk into those theaters for these kids' movies, be like, I have to review this for the podcast, okay? That's why I'm here.
No, you tell them to mind their fucking business.
Why is he sitting alone?
You tell them to mind their business. You say, hey, I'm watching a movie. I paid for it. Go away.
I'm telling you, it's like, kids, it's like walking into Target and there's that little girl just in the aisle by herself and you're like, nope, I can't help you.
We're done. Yeah, we're done. We're getting out of here. Thank you all so much for joining us. These lovely gentlemen will be here tomorrow. I'm going to be shooting some stuff tomorrow, so I won't be here.
I think he had heard it too.
So, in the meantime, y'all want to plug it up or something before we get out of here and we say anything else?
Yeah, you know, it's going to be more important than ever that, like, when I get fired on my first day of work for a state institution, that, like, when they look at this clip, you know, follow me on Twitter at MediaMartyR17. That's MediaMartyR17. Because I'm going to need the money when I get fired on day two. That's why I don't come on this fucking show, dog.
Yo, I forgot that Matt Damon fucking voice Spirit, bro. Fuck,
bro. That. Matt Damon voice Spirit. Wait,
Matt Damon.
The horse talks.
Yeah, the horse talks.
Yeah, I was like, I don't even remember the horse saying anything, dog.
Scotty,
like,
does he know Matt Damon?
I haven't seen the movie. So it's like... Like, I forgot the movie existed until Untamed came out.
Holy shit. Well, anyways, guys, tomorrow, High Fly Radio. I apologize, everyone. I know we've shifted High Fly Radio around so much, but this, I swear to God, this is the final time because I didn't realize that my new job, I would also have to be working on Saturdays. So we're keeping in the same time slot, but now we're moving to Sundays, which is going to have to start a conversation for Keon for Gamer Core. So I don't know. We'll have to see how that affects everything, but it shouldn't be too bad. We should be able to just swap some things around. So High Fly Radio, the first episode of the year, tomorrow, 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. Yeah, all that good shit.
It's going down for real. Break. Keon.
You guys can find me all over the internet. I hate Geo so much. You guys can find me all over the internet on Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, TikTok. If I'm missing anything, at Mr. Chillzone. And you can also find me on hosting GamerCore on whatever day it gets rescheduled to. Because this is
okay. So you just want to move it to the first Saturday of every month, then?
We'll talk after.
Okay. Yeah, we got for yeah. Might just
surprise. Figure this out.
Surprise.
I started doing these fucking episodes and they started moving my shit.
Coming soon. Actually, now that I've mentioned Mass Effect, I kind of give a little bit, but coming soon, there's going to be a review of the Mass Effect trilogy for the Game Record. So definitely look out for that. And that's gonna be
damn. Sorry, guys, I'm tired, bro. Shit,
I know. Brad, where can I find you?
Boom, look at the banner, that's all you need.
That's right, that's the same thing that I'm gonna say. Look at the banner, that's where, where they can find us. All that wonderful,
especially stuff. That patreon.com/thenerdcore.
I was like, can't see the banner on my podcast app.
Damn it, Geo.
The Nerdcore _ on Twitter, thenerdcore.com, the Nerdcore on Instagram, patreon.com/nerdcore. For episodes as one of episodes are early, at $1 and all that wonderful stuff. Go read it up.
Yeah, catch that pre-recorded episode we just did today.
Yep. With that said, y'all, it's been a lot of fun.
In the Discord. Join the Discord.
Oh please. Shit, man. I need a what's it called?
Join the Discord, guys.
You need some copy. Man. You need to write you some copy.
Well, no, that thing is that like every single time I put a fucking timer in there for the what's it called? The one the link that never expires, it never fucking works.
Oh, we can figure that out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, join our Discord, guys. Just what's it called? I believe what's it called? That info should be in the
I literally YouTube did this for stuff. Work with the Discord
We'll figure out how that shit works.
Yeah.
All right. Catch y'all later, Brad. Send them out.
All right, Rebel Gaming hosts as always. We're not going yet. I have my spiel to do. Come on, guys. I know it's the first of the year. We're just getting started, but
damn, they have that.
Exactly, Brad. We're just getting started.
But anyway, thank you to Keon, Aiden, and Geo for joining us today. Thank you to all those who joined us in chat. Thank you to all our listeners out there, all our Patreon supporters. We appreciate each and every one of you. And again, I bring up, do you think the count has hepatitis? Anyone? No one? All right. Okay. The young Yoda out.
Ew.
You're fired. You're fucking fired.
You're fine.